The title of the song is Sweet Children by Cesar Fraser. I thought we'd feature a song about children since we're talking about now kids and new beginnings, or if you will, newborns and new beginnings. A continuation of the discussion that I started on Monday. I tell you what, I think this is definitely noteworthy, ladies and gentlemen, that we be aware of what is happening with our children and how sometimes births of our children, our babies, can signify something great that is about to take place. And not just with that child. The child may be signifying something great, something significant taking place in the lives of someone else, maybe a multitude of people. We're going to get into that. In the meantime, though, let me share with you a little bit of what else we have coming up this week. On Power Friday, I'm going to bring back to you the discussion I had last Sunday on the power of making amends. If you haven't been able to catch it online or live on 1550 AM, I want you to listen on Friday. The power of making amends. There's so much that goes into that. And making amends really is a very important part of relationship building. So I want to encourage you, as we kind of set the conversation up for Friday, to avoid at all costs sweeping your wrongdoing under the rug. Avoid pretending that whatever you did wrong, whatever you said wrong, did not happen. Number one, don't lie about it. Number two, don't ignore it. There are reasons that the Lord Jesus instructed us to make sure that if our brother has something against us because of something we've done, we need to get it right. We need to make sure we do our part to mend that relationship. If someone else has done something to us, that person, we need to get together and mend that relationship. It takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of strength, it takes integrity. And ladies and gentlemen, let's not fool ourselves. There are many, many people who do not have the courage or the integrity that it takes to just do what needs to be done very simply to mend relationships. That's why there are so many people who will lie and deny that they've done something. That's why there are so many people who will just act like they haven't done anything, even if they change, if they finally change their behavior. They never address the bad behavior. They just sweep it under the rug, throw the skeletons into a closet, lock the door tight, and try to throw the key away so that no one will ever get into that closet unless they tear the door down. In other words, if someone's going to get to the truth of that behavior, the truth of what caused that relationship to be messed up, they're going to have to go through a whole lot of effort to get to that truth. The power of making amends. We'll be talking about that on Friday. On Saturday, I want to bring to you something that I think is great for the weekends. A note about being empowered. And so I'm going to bring back a conversation that I had with Brennan Francois when he really empowered us to go for the gold in the way we live. I'm also going to introduce a topic that has something to do with, well, something that has become a rallying cry for people who like to pull the trigger, especially who like to pull the trigger on members of communities that they don't like. This whole notion of standing your ground. On Sunday at 1 o'clock, I'm going to begin a discussion of that. And I'm going to take a look at some scripture passages that actually include that exact phrase or a form of that phrase. And I want to see if that rallying cry that so many are using as a reason to murder, to kill fellow citizens, fellow Americans, takes us in the same direction as that which is pointed out in Scripture, or does it take us in a different direction from what was conveyed in Scripture? SpeakingWith.com. You can click on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics, and that will let you know what is planned for the week. You can also go to SpeakingWith.com and click on the link that is labeled listen online at your convenience. And it will definitely give you the opportunity to hear what you may have missed when we aired live. And I'm telling you, that search bar feature works so wonderfully. I've been mentioning that the site is optimized for smartphone use. And again, the websites on the computers may have the search bars, and maybe I just haven't found it. Others who have helped me look for it haven't found it, and it's there. We just have been looking in the wrong places. But I do know that on the smartphone, the search bar is there. And I'm telling you, that feature works wonders. I was actually looking for a guest, the name of a guest. Well, not the name of the guest. Actually, I was looking for the name of the book that she and I focused on when I interviewed her. And I could not remember exactly when we interviewed. I knew it was months and months ago, but I that's all I could remember. I just typed her name into the search bar and hit search. And in about 2 or 3 seconds, the program brought her name right to the top. All the information I needed right there. So I do encourage you, even if you want to listen on your computer, your laptop or your desktop, but you want to find what you're looking for quickly, you may want to consider using your smartphone to locate what you're looking for so that you'll know which date to pull up on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, so that you can listen there as well. So anyway, that's where we are. Now, today's, this segment, the last 2 segments of this program, focusing on our kids and new beginnings, or new births, newborns, and new beginnings. And I was talking about how so often these new births can signify the birth of something else that's about to take place in our lives. And one of the questions I was asking Monday had to do with this whole notion of marriage and how sometimes marriages are stillborn. They are born, they're delivered dead. Because one or both partners had their minds made up that that marriage was not going to live. They were not going to be committed to their spouse, and they were not going to do anything in their power to make that marriage beautiful. In fact, some people are committed to doing everything they can to make the marriage as miserable as possible. And it's function. They don't want to make themselves miserable, although they really don't mind making their spouse miserable. And so the marriage never even had a chance. It was dead from day one. The question is, can a marriage that has always been dead be given life? Can it be brought to life? Can a marriage that was once alive and then was killed be brought back to life? Can it be revived? Can sex life between the two be revived? Can it be given life? Is there something else that may be taking place in our lives? Something that we value that needs to be given life, whether it's being given life for the first time or whether it is being revived? Well, if you will, turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 1. When we come back, I want us to take our first look at a scriptural passage that has to do with a new birth that also signified a newness of life from another perspective. Stay with me.